Marty, as usual, a lot going on, and so I want to get right to it. Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagishima, you have an interview with him, and he is opening up about the personal side of politics.
Yes, and he will, by the way, turn 56 next Wednesday, May 15th.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mayor. And he has not, as a side note, has not announced whether he's going to run for re-election. This is his 12th year. So he's you know, looking back on some of the things that make the job enjoyable for him. And this article deals with some of the little things, personal efforts. He helped a woman get her transmission fixed because she couldn't get the dealership where she bought it to honor the warranty. Now, he didn't do this as the mayor. She approached him as the mayor, but then he just he knows some body shops in town that will that could take care of that, and he arranged it. And bottom line is the transmission got fixed, and those are the little things. He also helped a woman out who had a major bee problem apparently on her property and things like that that, you know, goes to his the way he puts it, pretty much his service to all the people, and not just to just to political interests per se. So, pretty good article on just the personal side of the mayor.
All right. Well, speaking of Las Cruces city government, the city council has voted to restrict downtown parking starting this fall.
Yes, and they are going to put this into effect September 1st. The restrictions are necessary, the city says, because people have been parking their vehicles on Main, Water, and North Church Streets for extended periods of time, and that's been hurting local businesses where, you know, patrons can't park conveniently. So that is going to take effect in September. It's a recommendation that goes back to March of 2018 by the Downtown Parking Committee. By the way, resolution passed 6-1 with Mayor Miyagishima voting against it.
Ah, interesting.
Yes.
Well, in the arts, you have an artist who has had a lifelong love of colored pencils.
Yeah, it sounds, you know, when you think of painting, you think of watercolors and oils and such. Pat Rutherford is fairly new to the city. She's been here a couple years and came from California. And I like doing we like running stories on artists that are fairly new to the town because they bring a lot of new energy and perspective to the arts community. And she is one of them and has been really devoted to the craft of colored pencil and graphite pencil and pastels. And when you look at her paintings in the paper, you can see that they're very sophisticated works.
Yeah, we benefit so greatly from our rich and growing arts community. I just bought an oil painting, and I will treasure it for the rest of my life. It's
absolutely
wonderful to have that in our community. In yes. Southwest Living this week, talking about this area and the things that are important in this area, some preservationists are trying to restore the old Picacho Cemetery.
Yes, that's being led by the Doña Ana County Historical Society and some other partners to not only try to bring this cemetery, give it some loving care, but also to preserve some of the history in the village of what we call Old Picacho. It's northwest of Las Cruces, near Shalom Colony and Fair Acres, and was part of the Mesilla Valley Civil Colony land grant of 1850. That's how far back this goes. By all accounts, the cemetery was built in 1855, and the last burials there were conducted in around 1950. So a lot has been just kind of gone to seed since then. There's a lot of history. Very fascinating story.
I look forward to reading that. Only got about 30 seconds, but you continue your business series on the impact of construction, and this week it's High Desert Brewing.
I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and yeah, they've had a double whammy here because the city of Las Cruces is also doing a street project on their street, West Hadley,
yeah,
which goes right up to the Valley Drive reconstruction, and it's been tough. And they've lost 30% of their receipts are down 30%. They've had to lay off and cut back on some hours, and
okay,
we can only hope that they get through it.
All right. Marty Racine, thanks so much, Marty.
Thank you.